Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Jesse's got a question about how to get paint off cinder block walls. What's going on?
Previous people that lived in the house that I just purchased here, their kids were a little rambunctious and either spray painted or latex paint or oil paint the cinder block walls in the basement.
And you don't like the color?
Or is it like multiples of colors?
Yes, multiple colors, most definitely.
All right. Well, I mean, I don't think the question is how do you get the paint off, but it's
how
like,
to cover it up.
Yeah, how do you cover it up?
Yeah, especially since I've got three younger kids and some of that stuff that my wife even blushes about.
Yeah, I hear that. Well, here's what you want to do. First of all, you got to use a good quality primer. Is this paint well adhered? I mean, nothing's flaking off?
Yeah, it's real well adhered. Of course it is.
Of course.
When you want the paint to stick well, you can't get it. When it's like obscenities,
well
it stays.
Got it.
What I would do is use a good quality primer. Now, you can use damp-proofing paint, like a water-sealed basement paint.
Okay.
That's really good, thick stuff, but I will tell you that it smells really, really bad while it's going on.
So take the kids away for the weekend.
Yeah.
Okay.
Otherwise, they'll be floating all over the house. They smell
these odors.
Oh, they
do that anyways.
But the other thing that you might want to do is simply use like an oil-based primer, like a Kiehl's primer or something of that nature. And once you get the primer on, you probably need one or two coats of that. Let it dry really, really well.
Yeah, but with Kiehl's, they have those Kiehl's color paints now. You won't even need to prime. It's two
well,
in one.
Well, no, I think you still need to prime. The top coat has to go on top of the prime coat. It is thick that it covers everything in one coat, but that's for the wall paint you're thinking about.
Ah.
Yeah, you want to prime first and then put the color coat on top of that.
Okay, that makes a lot better sense than what I was thinking about doing.
Yeah, what were you thinking about doing?
Wire brushing the entire basement wall.
Oh, no.
Oh, gosh, no.
Cover it up, man. If it's sticking, you know, and it's not, the reason I asked you if it was, you know, peely, because then it would be a bad surface to paint over. But if it's adhering well, then just prime it so you get a neutral surface that you can do whatever you want with on top of that.
The good news is the paint is sticking well, so you have a good moisture control in that room.
And where it was done, yeah. But the other end of the basement is where the moisture problems is I'm having anyways.
Well, what's the moisture problem? Is it leaking?
Our water table is actually about 2 foot higher than our basement floor.
Well, not likely. When does it leak? Does it leak after heavy rain?
Springtime.
Yeah. After rainfall, though?
Yeah, a lot of times right after the rainfall.
That's not a water table, Jesse. That's drainage. No, you got to look outside that wall space. There's too much water collecting there.
Wait, are you getting 2 feet of water in the basement?
No. I've got it's an older house. It's got a weep line around the basement walls and where the wall and floor meet. But I get a puddle that shows up across the middle of the basement floor.
Yeah,
I actually live about a block and a half from a lake.
Well, but same thing, Jesse. If the water's coming in consistent with heavy rain, that water's pushing it around the outside of the walls and then coming up through the floor. It's not a rising water table. They don't build homes below water tables. It's just not done.
Okay.
So if you're getting water consistent with rainfall, look at the grading, look at the gutters, and get the water managed so that it's staying away from the house. That will solve the leakage issue. And then once you do that, then you can prime and paint that wall too, and it'll all match.
Okay.
All right, Jesse?
I appreciate the help very much.
You're very welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.